Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So many things. I mean, it's all about Diddy right now. Everything is Diddy, 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 which took over from Kate, Kate, Kate. But before we get into those stories, something that, I don't know, might be much more important than both of those things tied together. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden have had a second child.
Oh, God, who cares?
They have named their son Cardinal.
Like cardinal sin?
Cardinal. So someone in that house is either obsessed with birds or church elders that touch children. I have no idea.
Yeah, like
what is going on there?
A baseball, they like baseball, like a baseball team.
I would like to announce publicly on this broadcast for the first time that I have adopted a child, a daughter, and I've named her Sheet Cake because that's something I like.
Wasn't the like weird celebrity name, isn't that like over?
One would think, but no, there's Cardinal. Let me find out that they've taken the I in the word Cardinal and replaced it with a Y, and I will call the Department of Child Protective Services on this family. Cardinal, you are asking people to bully your child by giving him that name. The child is a week old. And a 53-year-old faggot is already bullying the child on a podcast. This does not bode well for middle school.
It's bad. Again, like, I thought we were done with this. Like, I thought we were, like, naming people normal names again. I really did. Am I wrong? Am I living in a bubble?
I don't know.
Cardinal is definitely tough.
You'll have to ask Cardinal Madden.
Yeah.
What could this child's middle name be if it's Cardinal? What's the middle name?
Cardinal Woodpecker.
It's going to be something dug at Sandpaper.
Yeah.
Or Thighmaster. Cardinal Thighmaster Madden.
Sandpaper. You're so stupid.
Or maybe that's his confirmation name is Sandpaper.
Yeah.
Cardinal Thighmaster Sandpaper Madden. What an idiot family this is. Goodbye to all of you.
The fact that you're leading with this is really upsetting.
Well, many shocking things have happened this week. That was the thing that actually made me sit down and say, now I've heard it all.
Yeah. I had no idea that they were even married.
Yeah, for some time and they have a kid.
No idea.
Maybe they're not married. Maybe they're Goldie Hawning.
Or together. Whatever. Sure. Whatever. But like, I mean, like procreating. And
yeah, for some time. For some time. All right, now let's get on to the less important news. This Diddy thing. So the feds have raided Diddy's homes in New York, Miami, and Los Angeles.
No, all at once?
Yes.
A three-pronged attack?
Yes. His children are seen outside the LA home in handcuffs, and this is all related to a sex trafficking investigation, a federal investigation. And we record The Prefix on Monday nights. This story is bound to have changed by the time you're listening to it, but as of press time, his private jet landed in the Caribbean. No word whether or not he was on the plane or...
Wait. His plane went down?
No, landed.
Oh. I was like, his plane went into the ocean.
Did I say went down?
I know. I may have heard you
wrong. I'll have to listen to it back.
I'm delirious. So that's its own thing.
I went to Twitter and people, like, there are more theories about what's happening now than there were with Kate Middleton's BBL. But Instagram, Twitter, everyone is running amok. And then I go to Facebook. The first thing on the homepage is someone going, does this mean I can't listen to Diddy's music anymore?
Dear God.
Dear Cher in heaven. Ma'am, you should have stopped listening to it when the rest of us did 20 years ago. Leave that off Facebook. How dare you?
Wait, so he's like fucked. Like he's fucked.
Yep, he's in trouble. Apparently, and this is not a joke, though it sounds like one. 50 Cent was quoted recently, a little while ago today, as saying, shit just got real.
Yeah. Fofty, I mean, himself, yeah.
When 50 Cent says you're in trouble, you should probably throw yourself on the track of an A-train. Like this is, it's over for you, Diddy. At least he's enjoying the Caribbean while his sons are handcuffed and dragged to Beverly Hills jail.
The FBI doesn't just like go raid someone's every home of a person unless like they are like ready to get you.
Or maybe it was rabid fans who really want that next album in advance and they just took it too far cosplaying.
Name one like very famous Diddy song, because I can't. Like, I'm being serious. I'm not trying to joke. Like, I honestly can't even think of a song that he sings that I'm like, ooh, yeah, this song that I love.
The only song I ever think of when I hear the term Diddy's music is that song Missing You, where they sampled Every Breath You Take by The Police. Doom, 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 doom. I'm just flat there. Ignore that.
Like, I truly don't know any of his music. Is that, or do I just not know that it's Diddy, maybe?
I don't know. I don't think he's that kind of person. I mean, I think he's produced a lot more than you're probably aware of, and his record company probably did more than you're aware of. But as far as him as the actual artist, I don't think he's that prolific. I think he had like one or two songs, and then he ran Bad Boy Records, and then was on MTV, and that's how people know him. He also has a glass eye. It's actually not a glass eye. No, I don't know why I even said it. It's like a joke store eye. It's like a rubber eye.
That's horrible.
Well, let's move on to the obviously biggest story of the week, which is, of course, the Princess of Wales having cancer.
I mean, wow. I mean, I felt bad for what we've said about her. Like, kind of, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, wow, fuck. Like, that's mean. You know what I mean? Like,
I'll tell you what. I didn't have a chance to feel bad about it. I don't think we said anything horrific about her.
No, we were joking around, but I was like, oh my God, like think of how bad that would suck that she, like when she said the sentence that was like, we have been preparing to tell our children this, I was like, fuck.
Right.
Like that hit me. You know what I mean? I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, no wonder she was like in hiding for, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. Like that was like, oof.
I think it was designed to hit you like that.
Though. Yeah, yeah.
I did.
You know what I mean? But not being mean about it and like, you know what I mean?
I mean, unsurprisingly, I'm driving at 100 miles an hour in the asshole lane on this issue because the whole weekend I was on the internet reading who I will call the scolderati on Twitter and Instagram who were just like, I bet you feel bad now. Colbert should apologize. Andy Cohen should apologize. Everyone should apologize. I'm going to apologize for not saying fuck you to those people quick enough. That's what I'm going to apologize for. Kate Middleton has cancer. She's a wonderful person and a role model and is beloved. It is terrible that she has cancer. She's also a public figure whose every breath is funded by an adoring public. She is unfortunately, because of her station in life, she is subject to maybe, you know, a little more speculation than other celebrities are because she's funded by the people.
Yeah, that's what I said last week, is it was like, at the end of the day, like, she doesn't have a real job. Like, her whole job is to, like, correct, be a princess. So it's like,
yeah,
we kind of do have the right to know. You know what I mean? Like,
no one's happy she has cancer, but I when the deception was so deliberate and it kept happening over and over, and these are
the Photoshop thing was bad. Do you know what I mean? Like that, like there were some slip ups.
Now look, it was a misstep for sure. I personally think that this whole thing is now erased because she has cancer. I think like all the thing with the Photoshop, like, okay, we get that she was trying to keep it a secret. You could debate until you're blue in the face whether or not she had a right to do that, because again, her life is actually worse than the Truman Show, because he didn't owe anyone anything. He was there involuntarily. She's there voluntarily and lives off everybody. By the way, Harry and Meghan supposedly found out about her diagnosis on television.
No, like, don't you dare say that to me.
I'm telling you right now that it's true.
Is it really that bad? It's really that bad.
They found out on television. Even worse, Harry is going to be in the UK in May because he's going to be celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Invictus Games, but he is not scheduled to see William or Kate while he's there.
Do they really hate each other that much?
I think so. I do think so.
All kind of just for show. Like, yeah, haha, like, oh, it's hard. But like the fact that he's not even going to go.
He said that his family is racist. There's no way he can like...
No, I know that, but like...
And it's like, they know they're racist too, but no one in the family is supposed to admit that they're racist. What's wrong with you, Harry? You've ruined it. It's like the worst kept secret in modern or old history.
No, of course.
But for him to just admit, to say, they'll never take him back. They'll never take him back.
Yeah. Well, they're dropping like flies over there. I will say, soon.
The queen was godly. And when she died, everyone just started falling apart.
Like, that's two of them in what, the matter of months, that are both diagnosed with cancer. That's really like, that's a lot, Dominic.
Yeah. Well, Sarah Ferguson, is she re-battling cancer, or did we recently find out about a cancer battle that she was going through? And of course,
and Kate's young. Like, Kate is young.
She is.
Right? What is she? 40 what?
She's like 42, 41
That's
or 42.
That's fucking crazy.
Well, look, they only discovered it recently, so hopefully she will move on from this. Hopefully it was discovered early.
Well, we're thinking good thoughts for her. Okay, let's move on to something
more
fun.
You know who's locked in a tower just with a sneer and stroking her white cat while silently cackling?
Not Megan.
Camilla Parker Bowles.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, this is like, how is this not part of the plan? Like, she just comes in.
She's going to take over. Yeah.
She comes in, everyone starts dying, and then she is the sole monarch of the United Kingdom.
She's like, this oopsies, like wink. Yeah, like right at the camera.
I can't. It is like, it truly unbelievable. You know who I do genuinely feel bad for through all this? Is her last name Hansberry? Rose Hansberry, the accused mistress.
Because
she had an affair, blah, blah, blah. I was like, that's a whoops for sure. Because that's now that woman's legacy. And she probably didn't do anything.
Yeah. And there's people that are like, no, like, I know with every cell of my being that this person is, do you know what I'm saying? Like, that this person is like, the mistress of the Prince of Wales. And then meanwhile, like, they couldn't be more wrong.
She's probably gay.
Yeah. She's like, I'm a lesbian.
I'm sleeping with Camilla. Did you hear about Rebel Wilson's war with Borat?
I've gotten eyes on. Did come across my desk.
So Rebel Wilson has a book coming out and she's like, I'm going to talk about this asshole in one chapter of the book. And people buzzed about it for a minute. And then I guess Sacha Baron Cohen, who is the asshole, threatened her with legal action. So she woke up this morning and chose violence in the form of a name reveal and just said the asshole is Sacha Baron Cohen. And they did a movie together called Grimsby. And she said he behaved unprofessionally at one point. I mean, the best part of this article in the Post.
We're getting into Shirlene Squiggly territory is what we're getting into.
At one point, he like asked her to put her finger in his butt because it would be funny for the movie. He asked her to be naked several times. She refused. So they hired a body double. The finger in the butt thing is the best part of the story.
And by best, we mean horrifying.
Yeah, I mean, if you find a finger in the butt horrifying, which in the right circumstances, absolutely not. I mean, I'm going to say that publicly.
Sure, but I mean, listening. Dominic, if some random
I'll say that in front of your family.
If some random person in front of all of your coworkers was like, put your finger in my butt, you would run screaming.
What does the person, is it Joseph Gordon-Levitt? Because if so, I'm not running anywhere except
goodbye.
To grab his hand and shove it in my ass.
Goodbye. Oh my God.
All right. So Natalia Grace, this famous orphan, who is she a child? Is she an adult? We've seen the documentaries.
Is she both and a monster? Probably.
So finally, I don't even know why it took this long, but after months, two seasons of a successful documentary about her, which I do believe there's another season forthcoming.
Yes, there is. Know that I watched the whole thing. And remember whenever the person said that you should play the dad and you were like horrified?
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, it is the role of a lifetime.
I have a different pitch for you because now this Natalia Grace story is now becoming a limited series like they did with, you know, all the other scandals of the past couple of years, like the prison like
dirty,
worker
who
escaped, who helped the guy escape from the prison, and then Gypsy Rose Blanchard. So now we're going in that route where the Natalia Grace is going to be a limited series.
I can't
wait.
Oh, it's going to be so good. Do we know who's playing it?
We don't, but listen, Natalia Grace is short. Sometimes she looks 12, other times she looks 60. Producers, this is my role. Natalia Grace is my role. Many people have said I should play the quote unquote dad.
No, but
I bristled because I find him unattractive. And if dare I even say this, more feminine than I am, which because I'm not going to say it again.
Dominic, I need you to know that. Have you watched any of this show?
All of it. I've watched all of it since then.
He was the best thing I've ever seen. He was the best thing I've seen in a long time on like a true crime documentary. His like one man show that he did when he was like, God, is your camera angle correct? Like I was truly rolling on the ground, like in laughter, in hysterics.
He is a character from a Christopher Guest film.
Yeah, 1,000,000%, and doesn't know it at all.
Maybe not.
He thinks he has everyone fooled, truly.
And as much as that role would probably not be much of a stretch for me to play, I'm throwing my clit in the ring to play Natalia Grace herself. Depending on how long the shoot schedule is and knowing my immersive style, I may for several weeks have to co-host this podcast as Natalia Grace. Chris, that should be our Halloween costume this year. You be the dad and I'll
be the
Natalia
dad and you're
Grace.
Natalia Grace. Okay, we might have to do that. That's really fucking funny, actually.
Lizzo, she released a little ad on Insta today with her and Miss Vanjie from Drag Race, something called I'm Wet or It's Wet or something, and it's coming soon. I don't know if it's an album or a song, but she is back. She is not in hiding. She showed up to present at the Grammy Awards. The feds are not going to her house. It's just her and Shirlene Quigley and a couple of angry backup singers. And she is just steamrolling over whatever controversy you think she's in and moving forward.
I kind of think this is good.
I think so too.
Like, I actually think she's just like, okay, I'm like going to do music now again. Like, sure. You know what I mean? Like, I
don't know. She is not acting like someone who's even harboring an ounce of guilt. And I feel personally
I don't feel that she feels guilt.
I don't think that she thinks she's
done anything
wrong. I think
that she feels that she, yeah, she feels that she's like fine.
Obviously.
Breathlessly awaiting.
Just a few days away at the time of our airing will Cowboy Carter be coming out. Since our last broadcast, she's released some more art. Erykah Badu then tried to
again with this
that the hair that Beyonce was sporting was a ripoff of something she had done. And then the vice president of Parkwood or publicity at Parkwood responded to Erykah Badu's shady tweet by showing Beyonce having had this hairstyle that she was accused of stealing way back during Destiny's Child, I believe.
Yeah. The Writing's on the Wall album. Like, you act
thanks,
like I don't know.
Erica.
Yeah. 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 The Writing's on the Wall album. She has that exact hair
in the bank.
When, like, when there's still like, four people in Destiny's Child, mm-hmm, by the way.
In
like
the
that's
banks.
How long ago this was.
Erica tried it and was shut down.
Like she did this already and she got wrecked. Like, why keep doing this?
That's when she flares up publicly now, is just to come after other people wrongly.
It's like braided hair. It's not like it's like this revolutionary hairstyle that like no person has ever had before.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like,
I've seen other people wear this exact hairstyle. Like,
yeah, like Rick like, James. You know what I mean? It's like Erykah Badu, you did not invent cornrows. Stop. Or beads or braids.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like, it's not like, it's like, wow, look at this revolutionary thing. I was like, oh, that's like cute that she did that.
Speaking of stealing another celebrity's look, Bruce Springsteen took to the stage earlier this week, and apparently people are now saying he looks like Tilda Swinton because he's had too much work done on his face. Have you seen his face? And number two, why is Tilda Swinton always used as someone that people compare their looks to?
It's so mean.
Does she just look so like... I mean, I don't want to say she looks ordinary, but does she look so vanilla that everyone's just like, oh, that looks like Tilda Swinton, just when someone looks whiter or smoother?
But I think it's because she has an odd face. Like she has an odd, like,
it's
and
like
she
a V-shaped, it's like an alien, you know, there are angles.
She has like a pointy nose and she's very like, her eyebrows are very not penciled in. So they're very like, almost like she doesn't have, like she has a very like odd, like alternative look to her.
She does have an alternative look.
Do you know what I mean? I think that's what it is. And I feel like you often get used Tilda Swinton as example.
I swear to you at this moment, I thought you were about to say you, meaning I. Also look like Tilda Swinton. We started with Diddy and we're near the end of the prefix with his most famous ex, of course, J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, etc. Have you heard about you're going to love this if you haven't heard about the bodega controversy.
No.
Oh gosh. So in the documentary, which we have referred to many hundreds of times on this podcast, This Is Me Now, someone asks her what her bodega order was in the Bronx. And she responds with ham and cheese on a roll, a bag of chips, and the orange drink. If you know, you know. Well, everyone who lives in the Bronx has now recorded a TikTok in response to it, saying everything from you've never been to a bodega to I'm from your block. I do not know what you're talking about with the orange drink. I don't know what to say about the orange drink personally. It sounds like an
invitation. As a Bronx resident, would you like to weigh in?
Exactly. As a Bronx resident, I can tell you that commenting on the orange drink feels somehow like a trap into unintentional racism. So I'm backing away from it.
Correct. You are right.
Beep. Why wouldn't you say bacon, egg, and cheese? Why wouldn't you say, and they listed all this other shit. Fun fact, pre-COVID, which was maybe among my drinkiest years, our friend Tom Chacho will tell you that I would leave Drag Race screenings at Industry and then go to the bodega right near between Tom's house and Industry, where I would deliberately, no matter how late it was, order a ham and Swiss hero with mayonnaise.
Yowza. That sounds so good. Oh my God.
I mean, it was so delicious. So much white flour.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But I was doing it on purpose to absorb some of the alcohol.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then one day I got on my scale and it said, no.
it was like, please get off.
It didn't even say please. It just said, nope.
Okay. One thing I have to circle back with Beyonce, but also, guys, should we go to J-Lo's concert? I think that we need to. I texted the group, me, you, Rebecca, and Tom, and said, I think we need to go to J-Lo's concert. I just think that we do. And I do, am I going to have fun there? Like actually watching her? No. Am I going to like enjoy the singing at this concert? No. Do I need to witness it in person because she has brought me on a roller coaster that is this out, the, what was it? The Trilogy of Terror, as you call it.
Yes. The album, like, the documentary, and then the, well, the album, the movie, and then the documentary.
I think we need the this is me now on ice. You know what I mean? Like, I think we need to go.
Did you just say this is me now on ice?
On ice, yes. I think we have to go. Don't you think?
Yeah, I don't want
to. We do.
You know,
no,
I don't want to
either, but I know that we need to do it. Like, I don't want to do this. However, I know that I will regret not going.
Is there a way we can get it in one of those boxes? Where is the concert being held?
I don't even know, but I'm going to do some research and we're going to buy tickets.
Does someone have a box for us? We'll pay
please,
for it.
We're begging you.
I can't sit down there with people that actually say they're fans of hers. I can't do it.
No, we can't. Or we have to be like up in the nosebleeds where like no one wants to be with
us.
Do
we count as press? This is a podcast. Can we get press passes? Can someone help us?
So we can literally trash her.
Can someone let me in there for 10 minutes so I could take one Insta picture to then write nine paragraphs of how much I hated it?
We're horrible.
By the way, speaking of shade, I have to tell you this one thing. Someone talked to Chris Cuomo about the whole Don Lemon situation and his diva demands.
Why?
Chris Cuomo's response was that Don Lemon thinks he's Angelina Jolie and always has.
Wait, that's actually really good.
That's genius.
Like a slam if I've ever heard one.
Don Lemon being compared to Angelina Jolie makes me, for the first time in a long time, like Don Lemon. I hope he did walk around like that all the time.
And also, I feel like Chris Cuomo should come on this podcast.
You think Chris Cuomo will come on ours?
That was a good slam. I'm not going to lie. If he's slamming Don Lemon like that, like, I want to hear who else he has to slam.
I'm not going to slam this next person, but I will direct our listeners to Nicole Kidman's Instagram page, where you can find all these photos from a recent photo shoot that she did with Elle magazine. I need to see Nicole Kidman in person. She is a celebrity I have not been in close proximity to physically. I need to be just a few feet from her face. I need to look at it because I've had it.
Did you see the videos?
She's either aging in reverse or should
a cyborg
or is AI. Or does not, or has been dead for 10 years. Everything we've seen of her is a hologram or a cartoon. She is wearing a dress in one of these photos where she looks like a tapeworm crawling out of a prolapsed asshole. I'm not even kidding. If I were Balenciaga, I would remove my tag from that. And it's just, she's trying to look different and she does, and she looks wonderful, but this is just not possible. It's not possible that she is the age she is and looks younger. Now she's sporting some blonde bob. I need answers. That's all.
Wait,
I just need answers.
Oh, Dominic, speaking of Nicole Kidman, do you know that they have recorded 3 new openings?
Yes.
In AMC?
Yes.
And I'm furious.
Why?
I want the original.
I'm sure the original will still be there.
There better be.
You think that they should? No, this was, there was no way they weren't going to capitalize on this. People will go to the movies to see those trailers alone
ones.
And then
leave.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a segment that we need to get to right now.
Oh my goodness.
And it's called Britney Watch.
Oh, baby. Hi, y'all.
So,
wait, I don't even know what's coming here.
Yes,
what is the update?
Do, because you sent it to me that Britney Spears put on her Instagram story or like posted on her Instagram that she is going to be doing a song with Beyonce on Beyonce's album.
And this isn't true.
And then she deleted it and then deactivated her Instagram. But I was stunned and in shock, and like multiple people at work saw me receive this news, and like I truly short-circuited and like powered down.
Well, we should tell there was a 5-minute window where I don't know if her account was hacked or if she was having an episode.
She deactivates it like all the time.
She basically, there was like three paragraphs about how she was coming back to music and she'd recorded a duet with Beyonce. So before it could be deleted, of course, it made our group chat, and then the account was deactivated all over again. And it's not true. If it is true, we'll find out this week when we
However,
listen to the album.
However, what if it is it was true, and then because she did that, Beyonce's like, you fucking stupid bitch. Like, now you're out of there. And then now it's not going to be on the album.
No, she would show it. Beyonce would put it on the album anyway.
You think? I can only dream. I can only dream.
If this is true that they actually recorded a song and that she fucked up, that's the greatest story of all time.
Of all time.
Her
of
spilling
all
it.
Time.
I do believe there's going to be a cover of Dolly Parton's Jolene on this.
Well, yeah, that's
album.
What we're waiting to see. Breathless, as Deanna Chang.
Do you think if it is that Beyonce has swapped out the word Jolene for Becky with the good hair? To
yeah, what was her name? What was her real name? Rachel
Dolezal.
No.
God, I wish.
Rachel Roy.
Oh, God, that's right.
Yeah.
The last thing that we'll leave you with during the prefix, there are two things. Ryan Coogler is doing a jukebox musical featuring Prince music.
Prince's songs, right?
I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, that's
very
be fun.
Excited. And Jason Gould, the only child of Barbra Streisand, has released a new record. It can be found on Spotify. I listened to it. It is 5 songs. He is, of course, the only descendant of one of the greatest singers of all time. My 3-word review, how dare he?
Is he even a good singer at all?
How dare he? I'm just leaving it at that. I don't want to influence anyone.
He really
I don't want,
looks,
I think I respect queer art. Go listen to it and make up your own mind.
He looks exactly like her.
He does.
They
He's
have
also
the exact
50,
same face.
Like, he is 57 years old.
No.
Jason Gould is 57 years old.
I don't believe that at all. Is this
Tell
photo that I'm looking at on Google like 9,000 years old? Because he looks great.
Well, I mean, his mother's Barbra Streisand.
He should look great. You're right. You know what? Money does talk. So, oh God. I mean, I think we have to go to J-Lo's concert. It's that simple. I think just to sum it all up.
I know you're going to try. I know.
No, I know. We have to go. I think we just need to, just so I can literally outstretch my arms at one point and go, this is me now.
I'm going to, folks, DM us if you know a young person who can A, pay for their own ticket to be my unpaid intern, who will just take photos of me with my arms folded in various corners of the venue.
We need a box. Does
Looking
anyone have
pissing.
A box? Does anyone have a box at whatever Madison Square Garden ? Where do you think this is happening?
I don't know. Is the box for me to stand on so I could see the concert?
No, I really think we need to be in the nosebleeds, but we're doing it.
Oh, that box. I thought you were being a wise ass because one of the reasons don't like going to concerts
is because you're short and you can't see over people in front of
you. Yeah, because there's no, if you want everyone to stand up, that's fine. How about a booster seat or a booster stool for me to stand on? Just 6 inches or so.
Does anyone have a box and it's you? For
I
you
need
to
an Apple
stand
box.
On that so
I
mean.
Just want to be 5'10 at the concert and I'll be fine. Just give me a 6-inch box.
We're going to J-Lo's concert. It's decided.
I'm going to die there. That's what's going to happen. You're going to feel terrible.
Speaking of people I would love to see in concert, I think it's time to get to the fix.
That was a beautiful segue, I might add.
Thank
beautiful.
You. Thank
and
you.
I too would love to see Jan Krakowski in concert.
This is me now. All right, let's do it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right. You know her from her hit podcast, The How Come Podcast. You know her from seeing her on Explained on Netflix. And you know her from being a stand-up comedian and being hilariously funny. It's Remy Casimir. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. What a nice intro. And I am very excited to see how we get into this today.
It is a lovely to meet you, Remy. Absolutely
lovely. It's
lovely
to meet you.
I wish we were meeting under better circumstances, though, Remy, I have to say, because I am and have been for several weeks butterly confused about why we are fixing one Jane Krakowski.
Yeah.
So are you in on this, Remy? Are you and Chris in on this together about why she's here, or is it just Chris?
So I'm kind of like 50-50 with both of you, because Chris had sent me like a list of bunch of people to fix or whatever. I had sent a list and he was like, we've already done those, Remy. Like, you think I didn't fix Hilaria Baldwin yet?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, I don't really know how I would fix these other people. And then I saw Jane on the list and I was like, what the fuck is she doing here? Like, she's right? A perfect angel. I've actually babysat for her, so I know her personally. She's very, very sweet and amazing. Like, I was like, what could be the problem?
My moment of silence was my moment of silence was not over at that moment.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Please
take another.
Can we take a tangent into that before and get back to the story? About you babysitting for her?
Yeah.
Can you tell us everything about it?
So her main nanny was a comedian that used to live in New York, has moved away. And whenever that comic wasn't free, she would text me and a bunch of other lady comics who had babysat before. And so I got to babysit for Jane's son a few times. Lovely child and super fun. Obviously, me being the performer that I am, sometimes I'd be like playing with him and I'd be like looking at Jane out of the corner of my eye being like, look, improv. Look, we're in space. Are you impressed? Ooh, I'm a gangster now. Jane, look. But she's just so, so sweet. She's such a hands-on parent. She was always there for him for dinners. She was really sweet to us babysitters. Like, if it was really late, she would send us home in a car. Like, she's just like awesome and very, very nice. So yeah, I was shocked to see her name on the list, because I was like, what could possibly need fixing?
Right.
And well, I'll tell you that someone wrote in and they said Jane Krakowski like didn't do anything wrong, just like I want better for her. And I was like,
they just want to see her more.
I also want better for her. And like this, like I'm like, could this be a way that we do this show now, where it's like people we want to be more successful than they are?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like not.
So we're trying something a little bit new here.
We are.
It's a twist.
We're trying something new.
So we're just fixing her so she can be.
So we can see her more. This is a selfish.
As big as you want her to be.
This is okay, for us.
Yeah. Which I would say, like, I think she has the opportunities to be doing a lot more. But again, such a hands-on parent that maybe she's one of those people that just decided, I don't want to do that much because like my kid is at like a very important time of life. Sure. I'd like to be around.
Sure.
That is true.
They ruin everything. I would love it.
But if that is true,
everything. They destroy lives.
In a past episode, Dominic was like, why did Christina Aguilera fall out of fame and like ruin her career? Oh, because she had two kids. Copy that. And then
I interviewed Jewel recently, like a few months ago. And
no.
Remember
Dominic's
that time
face.
That
Dominic is even more flabbergasted than he was when you said.
How many bombs are you going to drop? I'm under attack on this end. You're kidding me. Tell us everything.
This is the last one. But basically, remember that time where we were all like, Jewel fell off, you know, like she was huge and now her career's over. Like, oh, she fell off. And like, that's what the media was saying and everything. And it was like, I spoke to her about that and she was like, no, I decided that. Like, I got too famous and I was uncomfortable with it. And I wanted to like be able to go to the grocery store again. So it was like her pulling back, which I feel like we never really like give celebrities that grace of being like, oh, maybe it was their decision.
Nothing. Like nothing, right. Truly none, not one inch of that.
Like what Richard Simmons has done. Yeah. Really? I mean, he's just like now starting to post on Facebook, but he really did just sort of self-exile himself.
He wanted to go away. And then they were like, okay, we're going to make a documentary about you. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That documentary seemed like such a good idea at the time. But now that he's like completely fine,
yeah,
it seems a little stalkery now in retrospect.
Yeah, I was worried for
like,
him. And now
he's just
I'm
at home.
Poor guy. Yeah.
No.
He's just at home.
Yeah, he's like, guys, I made it very clear. Like, I don't want anything to do with any of you. Stop looking for me. And then everyone's like, where is he?
He's like, I'm home.
I didn't want to wear shorts anymore. I just wanted to wear sweats. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Well, Remy, we're at this moment of this week's broadcast where we will ask you and Chris to guess the middle name of the client that we are fixing. However, this happened once before and I treated it differently. I have done an extensive amount of research up to 8 minutes before we started recording this podcast. Uh-huh. And I am telling you, I do not believe that Jane Krakowski has a middle name. I cannot find hide nor hair of it.
Okay.
So what we will do instead is for Jenna Maroney, the character she played on 30 Rock. Now, I cannot find Jenna's middle name either, but I will ask the two of you if you can name where Jenna was trained as an actress. What school did she go to?
Oh, okay. I have to drop another bomb.
If you went to school with Jenna Maroney, I'm going to call bullshit. She's a fictional character.
No, it's something... of dramatic tricks.
Yes, the Tampa School of Dramatic Tricks.
The Tampa School. And do you know why I know that?
The Royal Tampa Academy of Dramatic Tricks. Where she learned stage acting, and game show pointing.
Do you know why I know this?
No. Why? You wanted to go there?
Because the episode that she says that she went to that school, I played a page in the background. So I heard her say that line like 97 times.
Dominic has fallen on the ground.
He's fallen on the floor.
Dominic is gone. He is gone.
You were in an episode of 30 Rock?
Mm-hmm. I was an extra.
Oh, God.
Just a little extra. I held a deck of cards for Tracy and then I ate ice cream and chanted lizard, lizard. But when I was just sitting around.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know. It was honestly the best day of my
That's
life.
That's amazing, Remy. That mm-hmm. is
Doesn't
like,
she say it in voiceover?
I think it's the same scene where.
It's when she's like, nobody knew who was the sluttiest, but I showed them. I showed them all.
I showed them all.
Yes. Yeah. It's one of the best quotes ever.
Yeah.
To be accurate, so we don't get nasty DMs, she did also, Jenna, studied voice at Northwestern University where she first met Liz Lemon in 1993.
Correct.
So we're being accurate, but.
Amazing.
That is great. Is that the only episode of 30 Rock on which you appeared?
Oh yeah, that's the only one. Isn't that strange that you asked
it's
that
so
question?
Strange.
And Beyond.
This feels Beyond. Like Slumdog Millionaire.
It really is Slumdog Millionaire. Oh my God.
Bombs have dropped.
It is written.
Remy is a star. I mean, this is all like, it is all happening all at once. This is already a whirlwind. We're 10 minutes in.
Okay.
Sheena Shea. It's all happening.
Yeah. It is all happening.
Should we, how dare you? How dare you? Should we just like before, should we just get all of our Jenna Maroney quotes like out now? So we can just be done with it and then we can just move on to talking about her.
Well, I don't think you need to rush through it. Just take your time. You already know what my favorite Jenna line is.
Dominic's favorite.
I'll answer to that, actually.
Yeah, I know you will.
That's a new one, but I will.
Dominic's favorite line is whenever she's going into her apartment. There's like an old woman who's her neighbor.
That old woman, yeah.
And she's
she
like
so
annoyed.
She wants the neighbor
her.
To die. So
and
she can get her
like,
apartment.
Oh, you're still here. She says something and the woman goes, oh, Jenna, oh, my heart, it's growing stronger. And then Jenna looks at her and goes, you ancient bitch.
It is I have rewound that so many times over the years. It is fantastic. That and her and Jan Hooks doing their duet.
Yeah, when she pulls the microphone out of her purse.
Right. And when Tina Fey, it's Jenna adjacent, but when Tina Fey, when Liz looks at Jack and says, "How are you not moved by this?" And Jack goes, "Because I'm listening to the words." It's like a sexual, it's a mother and daughter singing a sexual love song to each other. It's so great. If you don't love 30 Rock, the next 4 to 5 minutes will annoy you, but hopefully it will entice you to watch it because it truly is, to me, at least one of the three funniest shows that's ever aired.
Correct.
In television history.
Correct.
I mean, just, it's also like predicted a bunch of shows that were jokes on the show. Like I think MILF Island was a joke on the show and now it's a fucking show.
Yep.
And then 100%. There's that quote where Tina Fey is like, it's the best movie based on a musical based on a movie. Now she made one.
Yep.
Did I say that backwards?
It's amazing.
Yes, no, you said it right.
You got it right.
Okay.
To quote some of my favorite Jenna Maroney quotes, the number one best quote that she has in the entire show. It's in like one of the final seasons when she is trying to be old because old is cool. Instead of trying to say that she's like 22, she tries to say that she's like 57. Yes. And so she plants a story in like a tabloid that she's like 60. And she's like, yeah, old is cool now. And Liz tries to like counteract that with planning a story that she's really young and that she's like a baby. And so she goes, Liz, when I find out who planted that story, I'm going to do to them what I did to my own ribs. Take them out. Only to be topped, truly only to be topped by when she locks herself in the dressing room and she's like, my niece drew a picture of me and I look so fat. And it's literally a stick figure drawing. and then she goes, okay, Jenna, well, I know that if you don't want to come out, Jenny McCarthy is available.
Oh,
and she
rips
open the door and goes, my nemesis. My nemesis.
So now that we are cackling along with the performance of the century, I guess we are here to answer the question, why isn't she like Lucille Ball level famous when it comes to, in any category, actually? Why isn't she a bigger star? Because we know how insanely talented she is.
Let's talk a little bit about her career. Before we get her on 30 Rock, where like America falls in love with her, she did go on Broadway for, I feel like, a very long
time.
She
was a big Broadway person.
Mm-hmm. She won a lot of awards.
That's what I wanted to say is like, what's the barometer for like how successful she is? Because she's won so many awards and she's like pretty well known, I would say. Like, I don't know if you guys were on Twitter a few months ago, but like all the 30 Rock stuff was getting resuscitated and like it seems like everybody's pretty well aware of her.
Well, she's an absolute gay icon, like period.
Yeah.
Like if they're like... For sure. Like every gay man that watched 30 Rock is like absolutely obsessed with Jenna Maroney as a character.
Mm-hmm.
I misspoke, by the way. She did not win her Tony for Grand Hotel. She was nominated for Grand Hotel, but won for playing
for
Carla
nine.
In Nine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Forgive me, theater geeks.
You should.
If you haven't already typed away.
And then she's famously is in the Goodbye Earl music video for the Dixie Chicks. Are we aware of this?
No.
Yep. She's the one in the song where that gets abused by Earl, her husband, and then the friend comes and they kill him.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yep.
I need to watch that.
I will be honest with you. I was first introduced to her on a soap called Search for Tomorrow, where she played a delinquent teen named TR. And it was a half hour soap that was on at my grandmother's house every day. And so I just watched it. I guess I was in middle school or high school. It was definitely in the mid 80s. So it was definitely that time. And she's, I think, just a few years older than me. And I just remember her character being a little bit batshit crazy. I think she was a babysitter on the show, which is funny that Remy is telling this. And she was, I remember vividly her character babysitting and holding an infant that I believe she wasn't supposed to be holding and did the classic actress like staring into space singing something to herself, and she was singing a French song. I swear to God, I remember this. She was going, quelquefois, which means sometimes in French. And I don't know what the rest of the song was, but I do know that she was batshit and kidnapped a baby. And I never forgot the song because creeped me out. And I thought she was a great actress. And then
creepy teen.
The next time I saw her, she just popped up in Grand Hotel. Yeah,
I didn't realize that her career started so early. Like, I was looking into her, and apparently her film debut was at 15 as Randy Quaid's daughter in National Lampoon.
Oh my God, I remember that. Oh, that's my God. Such a good one. I forgot that was her.
I've never watched it.
Wow. Guys, this is why she needs to be fixed. This is why she needs to be fixed. Well, how in National Lampoon?
She's in, I mean, that's a classic film, and I completely forgot that she was in it.
Why don't we have more from her?
Maybe we do, and we just don't know about it.
Well, she's in like 17 different Apple Plus shows. Are we aware of this?
Not all of them, but go on. I mean, I'm not aware of all of them, but.
Well, there was a show called Schmigadoon. Did you watch that?
Love
it was like, it was so good. And it's like Brigadoon, but
so
like.
I'm so devastated that it's not coming back. They had the whole fucking third season written.
I know. It's so sad. But I feel like it was expensive, and they like, no one watched it. Like, I watched it, but like.
Make it. I watched it.
It was so good. It was so good. She's in that like Dickinson show that's on Apple. Are we aware of this?
I did not know that. I've never seen it.
She's like her mom or something. I truly have never seen it. So I'm just guessing, but she's like an adult figure in that Dickinson show. Like, she's working. It's just upsetting because she's so fucking funny.
She is so superstar adjacent with everything. Like, Vacation's like that's a big deal. I forgot that she was in that. And then all these Tony nominations, one win. That soap opera I just talked about, she apparently was nominated for daytime Emmys for that role, which I did not know, for the role of T.R. Teresa Rebecca Kendall. Thank you, Wikipedia.
She did a 5-year run on Ally McBeal.
I was just about to say, we haven't mentioned it.
People have reached out to me and been like, it does hold up. You will love it.
That's interesting because I'm curious if it does. It's obviously because of their reunion at the Emmys. I think it's having a little bit of a moment, but it felt very of the moment to me. Like, when I look back on it, the thoughts I have about it are very dated, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. So is every old movie.
I'm excited for us, though, Chris, because like, we do get new. I was just going to say Jenna content. We do get new Jane content because there's so much that we just haven't seen yet.
Yeah, she played Elaine on that show. It was like Elaine crawled so Jenna Maroney could walk, and so the Kimmy Schmidt character could absolutely be like,
sprint.
It really is a trilogy almost. Like, when you watch Ally McBeal, you will feel complete having seen like where this sort of snooty sitcom character evolved from, because she is sort of a variation on these other characters. It's great. She's great. She's fun. Great. Now, I am glad we did it just so we could talk about Jane Krakowski.
And obviously. I should have opened with this, Remy, but truly, when I sent you the calendar invite that said, like, Remy Casimir fixes Jane Krakowski, when I tell you absolutely 5.6 seconds elapsed between me pushing send and Dominic calling me on the phone and going, why the fuck are we fixing Jane Krakowski?
It was like, how dare you? How dare you? Like, is this some generational thing? I will fight for it.
And I explained it. And he was like, I still don't agree with this, but we're doing it anyway. And then hung up the phone on me.
I think it's a cute twist.
I just realized, I was looking at Wikipedia, that she, there's a Real Babysitter theme happening here.
Uh-oh.
She played a babysitter named Christine. She's in like one scene, but she played the babysitter in Fatal Attraction.
No.
With Glenn Close and Michael Douglas. Yes.
Although I was not a babysitter to Jane Krakowski, I was working on a show that she was a guest on once.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in a little area and they were like, doing what they had to do for the show. Once it was over, her and the other co-host were talking, and they were talking about like getting nominated for things. And Jane was like, it was something like, I forget how they got into this conversation, but something along the lines of like, and it's always great to be nominated. And then Jane was like, and when you don't win and you never win, like, it fucking sucks, or something like that, where it was like, where it was very apparent that she was like upset that she never won the Emmy, even though she was nominated like basically every year that 30 Rock was on the air, but she never won, but always
she was
nominated
4 times.
She's like, and it's never the same just to be nominated. Like FYI.
Like she's in good company.
You know the thing though, I feel like other than this MyPillow thing that we're like hearing about, she's not, Jane is not capturing like the tabloids. Is that the problem?
Tina's not in the tabloids either.
Yeah.
I mean, she keeps to herself. She's never been like, you know, she always looks good when I see her on a red carpet, but you don't see her stumbling. You've never seen her stumbling out of anywhere. She's always worked. Like her resume is super, it is sort of miraculous that she's not a bigger star. And it must, I bet it is partially by design. She's like, she originated a role in the original production of Starlight Express, which is a campy roller skating musical, which was huge in the 80s in New York. Well, here's research that I'm doing live that I want to share with you, because I always, when someone loses an award, I have to know who they lost to. So the four Emmys that she was nominated for 30 Rock. In 2009, she lost to Kristen Chenoweth for Pushing Daisies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. I loved Pushing Daisies.
Yeah, that sucks because everyone loves that show.
Well, I will tell you that I'm looking at these four people that beat her. And every year when she lost to someone who was like very, they're absolutely going to win because this is a hot new show and we have to give it to them moment. And I think that Pushing Daisies was that. And Kristen Chenoweth was that. Like that was a critically acclaimed show that no one was watching. And I feel like that's why Kristen Chenoweth got that Emmy for Pushing Daisies. So Jane lost there. The following year, she lost to Jane Lynch for Glee. Where playing Sue Sylvester, which is obviously like the first year of Glee. Everyone wanted Jane Lynch to win that year.
No, and she was fucking hilarious. I won't lie.
Like, absolutely.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
We've never seen a character like that before.
No, right? God, no.
That was just so unapologetically mean.
Yep.
Yet likable?
Yeah, well, she was a hero because by the second season, we grew to hate all of the students at the school and we wanted to see them verbally assaulted by her.
Slushied. Yeah.
The third Emmy she lost was to Julie Bowen for Modern Family. She played Claire Dunphy on Modern Family.
Fair.
Claire also was nominated for the first time the year before and lost to the steamroller that was Jane Lynch that year.
Okay.
And then in 2013, her last nomination, she lost to Merritt Weaver for Nurse Jackie. And did you guys watch Nurse Jackie?
No, I didn't.
No.
Really good. Just really good. And she was crazily good in it. So I almost understand why. But that was her last nomination, was in 2013 for 30 Rock. But then she was nominated in 2015 for playing Jacqueline Voorhees in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Mm-hmm. Her only nomination for that series. And she was beaten by Allison Janney for a sitcom called Mom.
What else is there to say about Jane? I think we're there, but like, I want to just say like, I'm nervous that she's just like, no, I think I'm good. Like, and I'm like, I want more for you, but does she want more for herself? Mm-hmm. That's my question. Mm-hmm. How young are her kids or kid? How many children does
she
have?
She's two, I think.
He must be like 10 now.
Yeah,
to the pedia. Is he 10?
He will be 13 in April.
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh my God. Like COVID young. Really fried my brain.
No, but like, he's still young. Like, I'm like, your kid's probably like 18. It's like, no, like he's like barely a teenager. So it does make sense. Even though children ruin everything, it does make sense that she's like, no, I want to be like here for my child, which is like a bummer to hear for me.
Yeah.
But it makes me happy for her.
Yeah. But he is a cool kid too.
Oh, like that's good.
He's fun to hang out with.
Ugh, this is hard. Okay. I think it's time to do the pitches. Remy, so you know, we will both start pitching our ideas of how to fix Jane Krakowski. You may also enter a pitch if you would like, but you choose between us who you think is best. If you knock us out of the park with your pitch, then we will both, you'll know, because we'll both absolutely default and crown you the winner. However, if we shut you out, you then have to choose between us.
Great.
Jane Krakowski. On this show, on this very show, I have questioned, where is her memoir? And although that is not my pitch, although all you guys have done was solidify that she should have a memoir with every single movie that's like an iconic film that she's been a part of that we are unaware of. Although a memoir is, I think, something I want from her desperately, I'm not going to pitch that because I just pitched it a couple episodes ago for Katherine Heigl and I just need to do a different pitch. What I want, and when I say what I want is what I want is her to do like a spinoff of 30 Rock that is just Jenna Maroney. It is in the vein of 30 Rock. She is just like Jenna. Truly just Jenna, hands up, like going around being a working actor in New York, like getting into situations, having Mickey Rourke catapult her into the Hollywood sign, quote from 30 Rock, like have it and never forget whenever she's like, this is like the time that Mickey Rourke, and in like one of the final episodes of the show, looks right into the camera and goes, I'm joking, I've never met Mickey Rourke, and walked it off. Like having her in these situations where she thinks she's going to an audition, but it's really like a porn audition. She thinks she's like, you know, she goes to do like a celebrity spot where she's like going to be doing a commercial, except it's for like foot fungus medication that she then has to try to get out. Like whatever Jenna's up to in 30 Rock, like that's what she's doing. And like, we can have some of the other people come back. We can have like a few little guest spots, but it's really like that same character, like being an quote unquote older actress with all these like social media little starlets, like taking her roles and all kinds of stuff like that. Like just letting Jenna live out loud on her own. I think we could get her that Emmy finally. I know it's a stretch, but like, it's what I want. It's so what I want. And I think it's like, she's not going to have the overall broad appeal that we all want her to have. She would have it already if that's what she wanted. She was on one of the biggest shows to ever exist. And so I want to feed her audience, which is us. And I think that's what we want, is Jenna Maroney hitting the boards, auditioning, and getting into truly like a situational comedy.
I see what you did there.
A situational comedy, bringing it back to the old school situations and like us dying laughing at it.
And that's my pitch.
That's my pitch.
It's a great pitch.
Dominic.
That's great, Chris. Here's my pitch for Jane, middle nameless Krakowski. It's a multi-pronged pitch. Number one, Jane Krakowski hosts the Emmy Awards, period.
Wow.
She can dance. She's been on, as we now have just reminded ourselves, dozens of television shows that are iconic, and we've just forgotten she's done it. When she takes to the stage, everyone in the room is going to be like, I've worked with this woman before, somewhere between the ages of 10 and 55. I also think, and I have to say, I'm still on the fence about Chris's pitch. I almost pitched something similar. I was going to do I'll talk about it afterwards, but a different version of that, but having to do with Jenna. But what I think that Jane needs to do is she has to have a lead role. I want it to come together very quickly so when she's hosting the Emmys, she can talk about her new series. And the character she plays should be, it's sort of like a little bit Jenna, a little bit Valerie Cherish, and a lot of Jane, but she's a theater actress. And that's the situation comedy. It's like a much less annoying version of Smash, where she's the central character. Smash. It should be a sitcom.
Dominic.
It should be a sitcom. And honestly, it just follows her.
Oh,
I'm seeing her like she's a nobody, but she has an assistant. You know what I mean? Just because she feels like she needs to have one, like, you know, what is it? Play the part before you get the part. What is the saying that I'm forgetting?
I don't know.
Where you're like, fake it till you make it. Jesus Christ.
Dress for the role that you want.
I'm smoking weed before this. Thanks. And during. So I think her having her own sitcom and playing a theater actress is sort of everything that her entire career is pointed toward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my pitch.
Okay, Remy, hit us with your pitch. I know you got one.
Okay. Well, first I would like to make a little tweak to Chris's, because I think since she wants her time, turn that into a movie instead of a series, because then it can be really, really punchy, get all of the beats in that you want. And it doesn't have like fear of cancellation. Like, I don't want to set her up for any failure. I want it to be like something that goes to theaters or something that can get her like, fuck the Emmy. Let's get her an Oscar.
Ooh.
Here's where my head is at, because we're talking about aging actresses or whatever. And this is a woman who has come up in Broadway. She's already won a Tony. Where is the movie musical of Sunset Boulevard? Where is it?
Dominic.
And this is another connection. I saw Glenn Close in Sunset Boulevard as that titular character. And she was fantastic. But what about a Jane as, what's her fucking name?
We're done here.
Dominic, she's done, done it.
You did it. You did it.
Did
that sound you hear, that sound you hear rolling past your windows is Chris and I's combined clits popping off and rolling through our nation.
It's truly our spirits leaving our body, our skin vehicles, Jane, and floating up to heaven.
As Norma Desmond.
Jane Krakowski as Norma Desmond is the best thing I have ever heard in my fucking life. Fantastic. Fantastic. That
and
is.
And it could be a little funny because it is kind of like. When I do watch Sunset Boulevard, I'm like, this is kind of insane that it's like a person going wacko because she's in her 50s.
Yeah.
Like in a modern context, like that's just so silly. So I think she could bring out the drama and the comedy of it. And like, I think the songs are in her range.
God damn it.
It would be great.
That is just, that is just so great.
When I tell you, when you said, let's get her an Oscar. Truly, the flash in my mind was her recreating Sunset Boulevard. And then it was the next sentence that you said. I swear to you.
That's wild.
I go, she's going to say she's going to say Sunset Boulevard. And the fact that it's the musical. And you, Remy, you don't know this. Dominic flew to London on purpose to see Nicole Scherzinger in Pussycat Boulevard.
She like, is playing Norma Desmond in Pussycat Boulevard. She just like rapped.
Dominic flew to another country to watch someone insane play this role.
I built an entire vacation around her playing this. And I will tell you, there's so much life in that character, differently from what Gloria Swanson and Glenn Close brought to it. I mean, there's definitely, without spoiling the ending, I mean, she's insane from frame one, this character. But Nicole actually brought Nikki brought elements of humanity to the characters I hadn't seen before and humor. However, it was very much Nicole Scherzinger playing Nicole Scherzinger as an insane 50-year-old. Like she made Norma Nicole. But this idea is so good that we have to like actually
call her.
Nicole Scherzinger is coming to New York. Well, I mean, we really, this is a real thing. Like this is a fucking brilliant idea.
Remy.
Because the Glenn Close movie version, by the way, which even up until a year ago, people were like, it's still going to happen. And it's like, and who is Glenn Close going to play? She cannot play Norma Desmond. She is 75 years old and Norma is supposed to be 50 at best. She's supposed to be 50, maybe. Because I think she's supposed to actually be 40.
And that's part of the joke is like, she's not even that over the hill.
What I think would be, if Glenn does it in the movie musical, because they are still talking about it, like if they did, there would have to be a wink to the reason this woman doesn't have a career anymore is because she has aged horribly.
But Glenn looks really good.
Glenn guys, does for 75.
Look up that booking.com fucking commercial. You're going to be like, whoa.
Glenn looks fantastic. Glenn. I mean, she looks like an older woman though. She can't, she's too old to play 40 or 50 now. This idea, by the way, don't forget Nicole Scherzinger is coming to Broadway now with Sunset Boulevard.
Dominic, we're going. Yeah.
Pussycat Boulevard?
Pussycat Boulevard.
We're calling it Pussycat Boulevard, which is what I hope.
Oh, wait. Was she really in Sunset Boulevard?
Yes. Oh, Remy. I'm not making this up. She just closed playing Norma Desmond for months in London.
That's
on the West
bat
End.
Shit. I thought it was like some like funny retelling and then it's
No. It was the actual.
Don't you wish your actress was as old as me?
Oh, Wow. So you thought, were you just sitting there like, how gay is this person where he's talking about the character development of the parody version of this mediocre musical?
No. I was going to plan a European trip around Mika's new tour. Like,
no. She played Norma. She played Norma for and got raped.
That's unhinged.
As well. It was unhinged.
That's crazy.
She was unhinged. Chris, how many times did I only use the word unhinged to describe the entire performance.
Yes.
But it's really shocking if you go see the Broadway production because there's a lot of it's very, shall we say, newfangled. And it's very like no set at all. And a lot of what you're seeing is on a screen, and some of the actors operate these mobilized cameras and they get right up in your face. And when you see every wrinkle and pore on Nicole Scherzinger's face on what has to be a 20-foot screen. She just had my respect just for doing it. I wouldn't do that, and I'm not a female actor of a certain age. Like a ballsy move to even just do it because she is a sex symbol for sure. And she is very stripped down here. And it's, you know, I don't want to use the word brave, but it's just sort of like, you know, it's brave in quotes.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, but if she's singing as if we never said goodbye, it's like, it's kind of like a little wink because it's like, this is what Jenna would kind of be like at that stage of her life.
Yeah.
She's the exact age. She's 55 in real life. Could easily pass for 10 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
She's just the perfect age. She could belt. I mean, I am so boned for this idea. I feel like you need to call your agent now to make sure that we don't steal it because we're going to pack her.
I think this ties with our pitches, Dominic, for Gwyneth Paltrow after the ski trial.
I agree.
On this level. Wowie, Remy.
Stratosphere.
Wow.
You have to listen to that episode.
It's wow. The minute you said Sunset Boulevard, the life went out of Dominic and went back into it. We knew immediately. Remy Casimir, a goddess among humans on this podcast.
Thanks. Like, you made my fucking day. And now I'm like, should we just like enter this into AI so we can at least see one scene?
How do we get this to her? And then of course she's going to be like, I'd love to do this. Like, how the fuck do we do this?
Like, she's probably going to be like, I've been asking my agent and Andrew Lloyd Webber every year for the past 20 to do it. She's like, first I lost to Julie Bowen and then I lost part to Nicole Scherzinger. I want a Tony.
No, but I don't want her to do it on Broadway again.
No, she's got to do the movie. She's got to do the movie.
Wrap it up. Let her do maybe a little press tour, whatever. Or she could Norma Desmond it and stay home for the press tour. Be in character.
Yeah. Oh, God. Remy Casimir. Tell us a little bit. I know we didn't dive into it in the beginning. Tell us a teeny little bit about your podcast and where people can find you.
Okay, so my podcast is called How Come, spelled the way that you think. Because I started it as I had never had an orgasm at the ripe old age of 28. And I really wanted to learn how. So I did the obvious thing, podcasting. And I accomplished my goal. And now
good
the podcast has... Thank you. Yeah, no, it was like I blew my load in episode 6 of season 1. And now we're 6 years in and it's expanded to other people's insecurities about sex, things that they want to accomplish, just making people feel less alone about their sex lives. And it's a pretty horny good time.
Wow. I love that.
And where can people find you online?
You can find me at Remy Casimir on all of the socials. How Come is How Come Podcast. All of the socials, wherever you get your podcasts. And I do stand up here in New York and all over the country. And if you want to come see me, RemyCasimir.com.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. A
gold standard performance on this podcast.
Thank you,
Dominic.
So
where can people find you?
The website's Dominterry.com. The socials are Dominic Pupa, and I live on West 225th. If you want to see me in person, give me cash, Chris. Where can the listeners of this podcast find you?
You can find me at The Chris DeRosa. You can find the show at Fixing Famous People. And you can find the Patreon at patreon.com/fixingfamouspeople. God, I'm spent after this.
I'm breathless. I need a protein bar to even get to the bathroom after
this.
I want this episode to do so well, but I also don't want it to come across her desk. And she's like, Remy's fixing me?
I wish you both well. And as always, where's Shelly? Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.